From Hebrews chapter 12, beginning with verse 1. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. This is the word of God for the people of God. Let us pray. Almighty God, open our hearts, our minds, our eyes, and our ears that as you speak to us today, we will receive those words and put them into action in our lives. And may the words from my mouth be a blessing unto you. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. So, I've often been accused of being a little on the weird side. See, but y'all are clapping for something. Y'all don't have a clue what I'm fixing to say next. You see, I have a confession to make. I have this problem. I hear voices. I hear voices in my head all the time. And sometimes they whisper to me. Sometimes they speak on a normal tone. Sometimes they yell at me. There will be times when I'll hear that little voice and I'll just stop whatever I'm doing and listen intently. Sometimes I kind of ignore those little voices. But you see, I have these voices in my head. It's okay, I've had a psychological exam and they said I'm okay. But these voices guide me all the time. They guide me into disobeying my wife. They guide me in doing what is right. They guide me in where I should be at a certain point in my life. They guide me to these areas to where I can take a step back and look at myself and either go, wow, or I can go, wow. Did y'all notice the tone change there? Okay. Some of these voices I have identified. Voices like my grandmother telling me to make sure I use enough lard when frying chicken. Voices like my mother quoting scripture as she wears my rear end out. Voices like Ronnie Van Zant reminding me to be a simple man. Voices like my dad asking me, do you love her? When I said, I'm marrying my wife. And when I said, yes, I do, his words of, you better take care of her. Voices of my pastor when I had my first appointment to four churches at the same time. His response to me being, well, you said you wanted to preach. The voices of Matthew and Mark and Luke and John. The voices of Paul and Mary. The voice of Jesus reminding me of my salvation. Yes, I hear voices. I hear the voices of those who have gone before me into this line of work. I hear the voice of God telling me, yes, I don't make mistakes when I put you in a place to do a particular thing. We all hear those voices. Voices of our parents. Voices of mentors who were there to mold us and shape us. The voices of all the saints of heaven. The voices of our parents, our brothers, our sisters, even our children speak to us all the time. They speak to us, giving us direction in our life. They speak to us and give us encouragement when we feel like we can't go on. They're the ones that are sitting there going, hey, it's going to be okay. God's got a plan. God's going to show you. We all hear voices. It's those voices of encouragement when it's time to make a decision in our lives. And it's a whole cloud of witnesses that cheer us on as we run our race. So many times in these days, it's so easy for us to get down. It's so easy for us to lose focus. It's so easy for us to lose track. It's so easy for us sometimes to wake up in the morning and say, God, I just give up. It's at those times that our saints, our cloud of witnesses, swoop in and wrap their arms around us. Those moments when we feel like we've been left out there all by ourselves and they lift us up. And they carry us to the presence of God so that God can wrap His arms around us. How many times have you been out there in the world and thought that you were out there all by yourself? And come to find out that there's somebody watching over you all the time. Sometimes I think back to how it was when I was a kid. You know, riding your bicycle without a helmet. Falling asleep in the back of the window of the car. Didn't have a clue what a seatbelt was. And you look at that and you think, how did I survive all that? God was there with us. And when we need to make a decision in our life and we don't know which way to go with it, there's always that little voice saying, hey, this is the way you need to go. This is the decision you need to make. This is where God wants you. Yep. I hear voices. I hear a lot of voices. And it's those voices that have kept me where I need to be. It's those voices that showed me that where God was placing me in my life, no matter what it was, that's where I needed to be. We're celebrating today our saints. Those who have touched our lives. Those who meant something to us. Those who helped mold who and how we are. Don't lose heart. They haven't stopped doing that. They're still there with us. Those are the voices you hear in your ears and in your head. Those are the voices that God has placed there to help you make it through all of these things that get thrown in front. Those times when we don't want to go on. Those times of when we want to question God. Those times when we're not really sure about our own walk of faith. Listen to those voices. They know what they're talking about. My grandmama made the best fried chicken in the world. And my mama didn't do a half bad job of beating my rear. I learned how to quote Scripture. And the words from my dad about how to be a man and a husband will always ring true in my ears. But the ones that ring even stronger are those of God and Christ, reminding me who I am and whose I am. So when you hear that little voice pop up in the back of your mind and you think maybe something's not right, no, that's just your loved one giving you a little bit of encouragement and a little positivity to let you know you're going to be all right. God's here with you. Bow with me in prayer. Holy Father, we come today, a day where we celebrate those who have made an impact on our lives. Father, we come to recognize them and to praise you that they were a part of our lives for a little while, but will forever be part of our lives in our hearts and in our minds. Father, we thank you for sharing them with us and allowing them to help guide us in our path and in our future. Father, watch over us and keep us. Father, give us the strength that we need to face each day. And Father, let those voices in our heads direct us in the right path. For we pray it all in your Son's holy and precious name. Amen.